Hey everybody, I'm Nathan.
I'm Cameron.
And I'm Chris.
And we are the Super Budget Brothers. Every single episode we play a budget title, we come here, discuss it, give it a rating. And this week we played an indie horror game, because it's October, called Eerie, E-R-I-E, Eerie. And it's free, which is a bonus. You have to get Desura to play it. So if you have Desura, you can search for it, download it, get going right away. If you don't, you have to download Desura, get an account set up, and then you're good to go. It's a first-person horror indie game.
Yep.
All right, let's rate it.
It sure is.
Well, so the thing that everyone talks about, and I don't know why, is you get spray paint. You get orange spray paint that you can spray on pretty much everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
To mark where you've been and bright arrows or curse words, whatever you're into.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I used it about twice.
Bomb names, you know?
Dude. Yeah. Bomb this toilet?
I used that the entire stinking time.
Really?
Yeah, I just, like, held it down and ran down hallways.
Just ran.
It was pretty good.
Well, see, if you wiggled it up and down, you could make your current heartbeat at that moment, so you would know what the scary tunnels were. I gotta think these things through. But anyway, the main crux of it is you're commissioned by... What organization was it? Some health and wellness safety organization.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Red Cross, I think. Something like that.
Oh, yeah. It is Red Cross. You're right.
It is a Red Cross. Okay. So you're sent into this I want to call it like a prison laboratory asylum thing.
Right? Like, what the heck is the building even?
Yeah, it's supposed to be a laboratory. They're doing experiments, and you pick up 9 notes, and they have different things on them, although they all disappear so fast you can't read it very well, so you have to constantly hit E over and over again so you can read the entire thing. And then you have to pick up all these, and then there's black cats that moan, and I found a black cat dead body, and I didn't know how to mark it as collected, so I just kind of spray painted around it.
Marked.
Yeah, I did. I circled it, and I was like, and I'm done. And then yeah, well, it's the keys. There's 5 different keys you can get to go into different areas. And then partway through, it's kind of not scary. There's little, you know, something bangs on glass and breaks it and skitters away. And you go, oh, no. And then you pick up your first note. And then you go down one hallway and the door locks behind you. And then there's this giant thing that's very low polygon count. And the texture is not very high resolution.
Yeah.
And it basically has giant arms it walks on with tiny little legs under it that just kind of hover in the air as it walks along.
Yep.
And that's your monster.
Big old ugly eyes and everything.
Yep. And then you're running, and you can run really super friggin' fast if you sprint.
Yeah!
And it goes all blurry, like you're the Flash. It's crazy. And then you crouch in tunnels and go to the other side of the tunnel.
You are, if I remember, aren't you under like a nuclear power plant or something like that?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're irradiated.
Yeah, that's why you can go so fast, probably.
Oh, that makes sense now. Okay, everything's
clear. It's probably also why the cats die.
It's Schrodinger. They're still alive, but kind of dead. You don't really know until you stare at the body. Oh, wait, then they're dead. So, oh, well.
Yep.
But yeah, this I remember the one. It's laying in the middle of the friggin' room, and I just hear the cat meowling. And I'm staring at the body going, I found you. Like, I don't know what. Should I poke you or close your eyes? I don't know.
Yeah, you just put your fingers on its face. Shh. Go to sleep. And then spray around.
I did. I sprayed a big circle around it, and then it wouldn't stop meowing, so I put a cross through it, like, no cats, but it didn't work. I didn't know what to do.
No.
Yeah, stop no cats.
Yeah, so anyway, this game was developed by a university team.
Okay.
And I believe it's the University of Utah, if I'm not mistaken. But as I was reading on, like, the message boards and stuff for it, a lot of, like, the developers responded to a lot of the questions that people had.
Oh, cool.
And basically anything that was kind of an in-depth question that wasn't technical, you know, an in-depth question about the game, like, oh, I'm stuck at this part, and, you know, I have...
Rather than engineer questions.
Right, right. And they kept saying, like, well, we built it just for some people to, like, play test, and we didn't expect anybody to ever play past 15 minutes of the game.
Wow, that is exactly when I quit. I played for 15 minutes and just went, this is dumb, and stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
See, me too, but I actually beat the game.
Did you?
Yeah, in about 15 minutes.
Yeah, I got 7 pages, and then I just was laughing at the monster, and then I went into my favorite room in the entire building was the toilets. Because you go in the bathroom, and there's the tiled walls that are high enough that you can't see the person next to you in a vulgar manner, but you can make eye contact as you poop. So it's like the creepiest bathroom ever. And I jumped on a toilet when the monster was coming after me, and it couldn't kill me. So I just sat there and sprayed it with spray paint until I got bored. And that was the end of my time. I was like, I'm done. This is dumb.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's like from the developers. They're like, I don't know, man. Like, we only intended it to be like, played for 15 minutes and then the person just stopped playing. I'm like, that's not really like a game design
that's a philosophy
popular philosophy to design around, but you know, I guess when you're in college and you gotta do a
project,
you gotta do a project, you might as well try to make your professor quit before he gets to the end, because then he can hide many things.
Remember that, kids. In college, make your professor quit. That's basically what we condone here at Super Budget Brothers. Well, let's go what's going for it, because the sound design was pretty good. Mm-hmm. You know, the monster's howl, growl thing.
What's up with the baby being in a power plant?
It's not the baby. That was a black cat.
Are you sure? Because it
really I'm absolutely like a baby. Sure. No, it's supposed to be a cat meowing. Oh, and you'd be surprised how close cats sound to babies.
Okay.
Because I did the same thing. I went, what? Oh, it's a cat. Okay. It clicked. Yeah, it's a cat. But, so that was weird. And that got annoying because I didn't know how to, like, find the cat and say, okay, stop it. Yeah. But, up in your corner it says, 0 of 5 keys, 0 of 8 black cats, 0 of 9 pages or notes or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to 7, and one of them, I picked it up and I was trying to read it, and I was like, screw it, I can just hit escape and then click on the note, and then I can read it that way, even though it's like tiny and kind of harder to read.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the problem is I pick it up and I forget what it says. It's research note 2. So I sat there and hit E a few times to try to read through it, and I said, screw it. So I hit escape and clicked on research note 2, totally different document. Like, I picked up the wrong piece of paper. I don't know what happened. So that kind of threw me off. But there's some cool environments. There's, you know, stuff like that. But the monster AI is pretty dumb and easy to circle around. And it's not that scary until you turn around and he's right in your face.
Yeah.
But and I mean, you go, oh.
After the initial time you see him, it's no big deal. Like you said, he got stuck on the toilet. Mm-hmm. You know, I was standing there, I heard because basically you walk in, you're in this like little control room, and then you start hearing the monster coming. And I was like, oh, that's probably the monster coming. I'm just going to sit here and stare at the doors to see what happens, you know, because I'll let him kill me and figure all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, he got stuck on the double doors trying to get into the room. And so he was just like walking halfway through a wall for maybe like 5 minutes while I went and grabbed a drink and came back. I was like, oh, look, that's the monster. Cool. That was easy.
Ta-da.
Yep. And so then I let him kill me. And then there's another room that has like a scaffolding almost.
Yeah.
Right?
That was a cool room. I like that one.
That was a cool room. Did you climb through the scaffolding?
Mm-mm.
Oh, well, if you do, because like there's a pathway that they created so that you can get through it, you know? And you end up jumping on top of a shipping container that's held up in the air, and it has a black cat on it. Well, anyways, if you do that, the monster tries to chase you, but he can't get through a certain part of the scaffolding. And at that point, he gets stuck for the entirety of the rest of the game.
What?
Yep. So I got him stuck there, and then I just went through the entire game. and grabbed everything I needed, and the game was pretty much over.
And so what's the end like? What's end game?
Okay, yeah, so basically you pick up a bunch of notes, which I gotta be honest with you, I stopped reading after like the first two.
Yeah, they're a little convoluted and they try to be deep and build the story, but
Spooky.
it doesn't really work well.
And it's just such a pain hitting E, and then 3 seconds later it automatically kicks you
Keep
out.
going
Yeah.
again and
Ugh.
again.
Yep. So I just stopped reading them. But basically, you go through a couple of doors and then you get all the keys and you turn off like the power generator or something like that. All the different generators, there's three of them. And then you go into this room that has a bunch of like bio containers, like giant jars with a bunch of these little freaky monster dudes in it. And I was like, oh my gosh, so they're manufacturing them. What a surprise. And then you go into this other room because you're going to try and shut down their life support so they all die, right? But of course, as soon as you get the key and like enter it into the computer, something just randomly goes catastrophically wrong. And instead of shutting down the life support, there's an error and all of them are set free. You're like,
No.
holy cow, at this point.
What have I
There's a like a
done?
vent on the wall behind you, and the grate in front of it just conveniently pops off and goes flying across the room. And you're like, wow, a
Man.
convenient escape route from all of these monsters that are chasing me. And so, yeah, you jump in that little tunnel where they can't get you. So, really, you could just like duck inside of it and watch them all conglomerate in front of the little entrance. And you're like, huh.
I did that a lot with the monster.
Yep.
You just
Little
hide a little
freak
bit in and laugh at
dipper.
him.
Yep. And then basically, you follow that and, then you go back to the main rooms and you find a different key and you get to the exit.
What?
And then you go all the way through the exits and it says, yay, you exited. And it shows you coming out of like a sewage tunnel and being dumped into Lake Erie. Yep.
Oh, what? The name.
Whoa.
And so that was the end of the game. Like, it was really anticlimactic always.
Which
What do you
most of
mean?
these It brought up the name. How anticlimactic is that?
are.
It was clever, Chris. You just don't have the auteur's taste.
My bad, my bad. I thought I was like, oh, it's Lake Erie, that's cute. And then I moved on with my life and realized that was the end of the game. So,
Nice.
yep.
I like Nate didn't finish the game. And I did play for about 15 minutes. And when I saw that 15 minutes was like the intended target, I was like, I don't really have to finish the game because that's what they were hoping for. So, and I was pretty excited by
You're
that.
following the developer's wishes.
Yeah.
Good. You were the
So,
ideal customer.
yeah. No, yeah, and really, my problem with the game is it's just boring. Like, that's it.
Yeah,
I don't really have any like development problems. I ran into a few like weird graphical stuff where like things would go invisible, like certain planes of it would just turn invisible when you walk next to it, and you can only see like the part parallel to your vision, you know, and you can't see like the sides on boxes and stuff like that. But I mean, nothing that was like game breaking or made me quit and start over or anything like that. But it just, there's not much to it. And the stuff that is there, like the monster and stuff, it's just not, I don't know. It wasn't made smart enough to make it compelling. It doesn't, you don't want to finish the game. And if, you know, if we weren't gonna review it or anything, I don't know if I would have lasted 15 minutes.
No.
And
And it's the monster reveal. That was one thing design-wise that was just bad. You know, as a player, I went, really? Because you go in that control room you mentioned, and there's two long hallways that are both straight shots. So obviously you need to run down the one the monster isn't coming out of. So you hear the monster noise, and you're not just going to sprint down one because those are your only two paths. So you sit there and wait for the monster to reveal itself. So you get this full shot of the monster. It's slow and lumbering, and you go, "Really? That's the monster? Okay, I guess I'll run." Oh my goodness, I run four times as fast as the monster does. This is not scary. And then that was it. Like I did not. I had my heart like skip a beat for a second when I turned around and there it was, but then it does its dumb animation of the camera kind of on the side and it's like pawing your arm like, hey, get up, buddy, get up. And I think it's supposed to be like grabbing you and eating, but it just looks like it's petting you and it's like, it's okay. It's okay. So it's just, I don't know. I didn't have fun with it. At all. Let's just rate it. Holy crap, I'm sick of this.
Hold on, a couple of things. First, Nate, did you hit any glitches?
Well, the note thing, I was able to get it stuck momentarily. I didn't get it permanently stuck.
Okay.
I think I had one where I got stuck in the floor at one point and couldn't move. That's about it, though. That's what I can think of.
Okay, because I had one time where I broke the rendering of the game. I was walking through, and there's a point when you're in, like, the sewage tunnels, and you look out to the side, and, like, through a couple of bars, it looks like there's a body that got crushed under a bunch of rocks.
I remember that.
Yeah, so I was standing there looking at it, and I was like, huh, okay, cool. I can't tell if that's, like, supposed to be a body, or maybe some giant's hand, or just a giant pink teddy bear. Like, I don't know what it is. And so I was, like, kind of moving back and forth to try and, like, see better, and then suddenly the body vanishes. And I was like, oh, this is going to be awesome, because I hadn't seen the monster yet. I was super excited for this horror game, you know. And and then I'm like, okay, well, I'm not dead yet. So I turn around, and I realize that the entire world was gone. Like, I was just in this giant open blue expanse. And I was like, okay, so I broke it. Nice. And you could still, like, walk down all the hallways. There was just literally nothing you could see. And then up in the top left corner says game rendering ended or something like that. Like, stop. I was like, okay, cool. So I,
not a good error.
So I jumped out of the game and I was like, all right, well, let's start it again. And so I just went back to the main menu, hit new game. It popped up and it was the same. The rendering was still stopped. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay. So I shut down everything, like Desura everything, and restart it. And it was fine. And then I got to play through and see the creepy monster. So,
creepy in air quotes.
So, yeah.
Creepy monster.
However, on the bright side, well, yes, actually also on the bad side, you can't spray paint the monster. And that made me very sad. You could spray paint almost everything else in the game, but not the monster.
And not the cats.
And not the cats, yes.
It spray paints under the cats, and you go, oh.
Yes, and you also can't slide tackle the monster.
Oh,
yeah, I don't know if you guys tried that one.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
However, the slide tackle was probably my favorite part of the game, next to the spray paint. But
I love when you click spray paint to like start spraying, your arm comes up like it's spring loaded, just
right.
your spray can's already. So I just sat there clicking so I could watch my arm like I had kung fu grip or something. It was awesome.
It was sweet. Anyways, that's all I wanted to bring up was slide tackling and the fact that the game completely crapped out. So,
yeah, let's rate it. I'm honestly, I don't want to talk about this game anymore. I'll go first.
Okay.
I'm going to give it a 3. It's competently made. You can tell it's a student project, you know, and we ran into bugs and all that goofiness, but the idea was there. It wasn't just ridiculously thrown together and bad. It was competently made structurally, like as a game design, you know, viewpoint, it didn't do what it should have at all. But as a basic idea, it was there. I just didn't have fun. I ran into too many bugs. It was too easy to game the system. You know, the whole thing is, oh no, you're being chased. Oh, you gotta make sure you're not in a dead end. And then if you are in a dead end, it boiled down to run to the other side where you know there's a trapping point, you know, where there's a big room with a hole in it that pops you out the other side.
Mm-hmm.
You lure the monster in there, go through the hole, and then run in the dead end to see if there's something there. Or, since you don't lose anything when you die, you can just run into a dead end, grab a page if it's there, and let the monster kill you.
Yep, or pet you on the head, whatever it is.
Yeah, just knock you over, just nudge you. You go, he's like, no, and he checks for a fever. And so it was just, yeah, I'm giving it a 3. I can see the ideas behind it. It wasn't super broken, but it's not fun.
Good call. I'll go next, and honestly, I agree with you. It's a 3. It's there, like you said. It is a game.
Yeah.
And it's not completely broken, but you can break it pretty easily, whether to get through or just stop all the rendering or whatever you want to do. But yeah, it's not fun. It's not a, I mean, it didn't make you jump. If anything, it was just long and annoying. And honestly, if I didn't figure out how to get the monster stuck in the scaffolding, I wouldn't have probably finished this game. I would have gotten way too annoyed with it. So okay. 3 for me.
Okay.
Oh, man. Yeah, I didn't run into any problems with it, okay. Except for, you know, a few minor things, other than the fact that it was boring. And I, surprisingly, we all agree, and I picked to give it a 3 as well. Yeah. It's, like I said last week, we run into so many, like, bad games doing this podcast that this isn't bad. It's just like super boring.
Yeah, so a little
yeah.
Yeah, that's true. But you're only supposed to spend 15 minutes, so you know.
Yeah, apparently.
and it is free as well.
Oh yeah, if I paid for this, I would have been pissed.
Oh yeah.
Yes. Oh. Which puts it at the 3 level for me. It kind of sort of makes sense. It didn't break and it was free, so that works for me.
All right. Well, see, we agree on horror games for the most part. We're not big fans, apparently. But so, Chris, you gave it a 3. Cam gave it a 3. I gave it a 3. The Super Budget Brothers gives Eerie a 3. That's over.
It's done.
Even though it's free, we don't recommend getting it. All right, and next week hopefully is a game we will like a little bit more. It's called Eeb. It's spelled IB. That's it. It's supposed to be kind of a top-down horror game. It looks like it was made in RPG Maker. So hopefully it's pretty good and better than a 3. Right. Until then, go to our website, superbudgetbrothers.com. We have show notes and the page that describes how each of us rates games. Email us at fans@superbudgetbrothers.com because we actually pay attention to you. We probably won't get back to you until the next episode recording, so don't be offended. And then we're on iTunes. If you search for Super Budget Brothers, there we are. Quick special thanks to Musim. He did the opening theme song, and it's awesome. You can buy his music at musim.bandcamp.com. And with that, I think we're done.